This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Sefer Shana Halachos. We appreciate everybody following the policy here that you cannot bring a phone into the shul. It cannot be seen at any time. It can't be seen. It can't be on. It should not be on you. It should be in the cell phone locker or in your car. Please do not bring it into the shul. Really appreciate it. Cannot be out before davening, after that. If you come in at 4 p.m. and you want to learn something, you can't bring it in. No, nobody's watching. We have video cameras watching you at all times, that you cannot have a phone. In fact, this week I made a meeting with one of the rabbanim in the neighborhood asking to please make a policy that phones cannot be brought in the shul. The shuls are the defense system of the Jewish people. There cannot be any infiltration. Anyway, thank you for that. That's a very important message. Simin Vav. We're continuing the brachas of Asher Yatzar. Kishe Yatza mi beis hakisa yivarach Asher Yatzar. When you come out of the bathroom, you should make an Asher Yatzar. Of course, everybody knows that. Now, there's an interesting shaila in halacha. Is Asher Yatzar, what kind of bracha is it? What kind of bracha is it? There is an opinion, it's a birchas hanehenin. It's a hana. To go to the bathroom, it's a hana. Person's bitsar, they can't go to the bathroom, it's a hana. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, let's say a person went to the bathroom and they don't know how to make an Asher Yatzar. Could they ask somebody to be moitzi them? Maybe not. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Avadia has a tzad. You can't have someone be moitzi you in Asher Yatzar. Why? Maybe it's a birchas hanehenin. Okay. What? A bracha rishayna? You can't make a bracha rishayna because you have to go to the bathroom. What do you mean, bracha rishayna what?
What?
Bracha rishayna what?
In other words, anytime you benefit.
Of course, any bracha zanen, and you can't be mitzi someone, that's for sure.
But also make a bracha before you go in?
No, you can't make a bracha before you go in, because before you go in, you have to go in, and you can't make a
That's enough.
No, you can't, I don't understand. There's only one time to make a bracha after. Before, you're in a state that's disqualified from making a bracha. Yeah,
but a person can make a bracha sanenin for someone, right? To be mitzi that if they are eating.
No. You can't be mitzi someone in bracha sanenin.
If I'm going
to
eat,
if I'm eating, I could be mitzi in bracha sanenin. I'm talking about a case where a guy didn't go to the bath. A guy went to the bathroom. He doesn't know how to make an Asher Yatzar, so he wants to use Kol Yisrael Revim Zelazeh to have Reuven be mitzi Shimon. Reuven can't be mitzi Shimon in bracha sanenin because it's. I don't have to have hana. I'm not responsible for your hana. I'm responsible for your chiyuvim. Right? This is a klal in brachas. You can't be moitzi someone in brachas hanehanen. Fine. Next. V'lo yoymar chalolim chalolim, rak chalulim chalulim. Don't say corpses, corpses. A chalol is a corpse. You should say halos, halos. V'yoymar she'im yipaseach echad mehem, o yisaseim echad mehem. First you say, She'im yipaseach echad mehem, o yisaseim echad mehem. You ready for this, everyone? Fasten your seatbelts. Minhagenu shaloi loimar afilu shah achas. The minhag is not to say the words afilu shah achas. Now I'm gonna go out on a limb. That besides me, every single person in this room says afilu shah achas when they say Asher Yatzar. Not on my sign. You should not say afilu sha'achas. Unless you know that your father said it and your grandfather said it. But one thing I know for sure, your great-great-grandfather didn't say it. Minhag Ashkenaz is not to say it. And the Mishnah Berurah says not to say it. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says the minhag is not to say it. It happens to be, what's the pshat in the words afilu sha'achas? I once heard from a friend in Eretz Yisrael who lives in the Old City, al pi Kabbalah, the logic is, so first of all, if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, don't say it. And even if you daven Nusach Sfard, I don't know that there's a Makar that is part of Nusach Sfard. And even if it is, and you're asking me, the original text did not have it. But, Minhagenu, now what does it mean Afilu Shachas? Here's the Kabbalistic meaning, you ready? The meaning is, that without the Ribbono Shel Olam, even a Shah Achas couldn't exist. Meaning, time couldn't exist. You hear this? The concept, I think the Rashash says this, Afilu Shah Achas. Even for one moment. Meaning, even a moment couldn't exist. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even a moment should not exist. Okay, so that's what Reb Chaim says. Minhagenu Shaloi Loimar Afilu Shah Achas. Next. Should you say E Efshar or A Efshar?
E.
So Yeshamrim should talk Lamar E Efshar, but A Efshar, but say Ray, Taz Aleph. Shall E, Vyesh Meyashim a Girsa Bechirak. Some answer up the Girsa of E. Most people say E, yeah? I don't think anyone here says A.
What does A mean?
It's impossible. A Efshar.
A, we don't
say that anywhere else. When do
we say E?
E-F-Shar is all over the place. E-F-Shar? It's E-F-Shar. Because we get it from Ashi Yotzer. E-F-Shar. It's E-F-Shar. Okay. Sivkatan Vav. Yesh oimrim she'ein loimar roifei choylei kol basar. Some say, don't say roifei choylei kolbasar. He heals all sick of all flesh. Ela roifei kolbasar. Umikol makom ein limchag shum nuscha. Don't erase any nusach, except for afilu shachas. See, Reb Chaim is very makbid. Not to erase all nuschais are good, except the nusach of afilu shachas. Ein limchag shum nuscha. The shnei gersos nuchas. Both gersos are correct. Next. Okay, now we move on to a new topic. There's a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Listen to this. Kabbalah me Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Hayoytzei mi beisoi lebeis HaKnesses. Someone who leaves his house to go to shul. Koidem sheyispalel. Before you pray, yoimar pasuk Shema Yisrael. Who does this? No. Everyone's in a bad mood now. I've knocked out your afilu shachas, but who says Shema Yisrael?
Are we doing it by karbanos?
So is this the same Shema as karbanos? It doesn't seem to be, because Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says to say the first pasuk. By karbanos, we say the first parsha. So
what does it mean? Mm-hmm.
Meaning on your way, it
when
seems.
Out, or when you're in your house.
Like it's just when you leave.
Specifically for bonus.
So what does Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid mean? And why does he only say the first pasuk? And he says, Aval Yechavein, you should have in mind, Shelo Yilatzis B'Zeidei Kriyashma, not to be Yoytzei Kriyashma. So obviously the reason is not to be Yoytzei Kriyashma, if you're supposed to be Mechavein, not to be Yoytzei Kriyashma. Elohim Kein, Yoresh Yavar Zman Kriyashma. Unless you're afraid that the Zman will pass. So this is a very interesting question. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, Shari Tshuva debates, why would Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid say you should say Shema before davening? Maybe it's because you're afraid that the Zman Kriya Shema would pass. That can't be the way Rabbi Chaim quotes or the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, because then why would it only be the first Pasuk? Even though, by the way, there is a Shita, your Yoytze Kriya Shema with one Pasuk. We don't pask in that way, but there are a Shita and the Rishayim. But it can't be to be Yoytzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the Shari Tshuva says, well, maybe Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid meant the first parsha. Yeah, but he says the first pasuk. So he says the fact that the Lashon here is Kabbalah, it must be, it's a tradition. Maybe for Shmira. You're walking to shul. It's dangerous. You think because you're wearing a Yankee cap, nobody knows you're Jewish? You're wearing a Yankee hat. We have payas sticking out. And if you're the Yankee symbol alone is a sign you're a Jew. You're being a Yankee hat. You're wearing, your tzitzis are going down to the floor. You're wearing a dress coat. You're holding a talis and tefillin. You have 5 svarim in your left hand. No, but nobody knows I'm Jewish because I'm wearing a Yankee hat. But it's dangerous. It's dangerous to go to shul. So you need a shmira. Maybe that's the reason. We don't quite know what the reason is.
It couldn't be before Birchas HaTorah, though, right?
What?
It couldn't be before Birchas HaTorah.
No, you can't say before Birchas HaTorah.
Going to a mitzvah anyways is Shmira.
Yeah, but
going back.
Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. So, you know, the question is, Yaakov sent Yosef to check on the brothers. Wow. was that a shmirah, right? So you know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, yeah, but it would have been worse. So, yeah. When you're doing a mitzvah, you have protection, but how much protection, you know? Anyway, there's an interesting shaila. Anybody know today, I forgot to send out the message last night. Today's man Kriya Shema, the first man, was 8:22. The second man was like 9:02, I think. So we made the second man, we didn't make the first man. We didn't make the Magen Avraham's man. So let's say you want to say Shema to make the Magen Avraham's man. But do you have to put on tefillin? Should you put on tefillin? Because if you carry Shema without tefillin, it's Kameyad Eda Sheker. So it's a shaila. It is a question. Certainly, Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds, even if you're afraid maybe you're going to miss the Zman, you should still put on the tefillin. But most Pesachim say not. But the question is, what if I have time to put on the tefillin? Should I do so? Perhaps. Okay, next halacha. Now we move on to, I don't know why Hilchos Tehillim is in the Siman. But, you know, we're continuing to Tehillim. Oysan sha'omrim Tehillim, toiv yoyser sha'omru koidim atvila. Those who say Tehillim, it's better to say before davening. I looked in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, ayin b'lavosh. I didn't have access to lavosh this morning. We have to look over there. I think it's because to the Tehillim cut down any impediments for the tefillah. But you're allowed to say Tehillim after davening. You can say Tehillim any time. But if you have all things being equal, before is better than after. Okay, Sivkatan Tes. We spoke about, let's just review, that in the morning you're going to end up washing your hands a bunch of times. You're going to end up washing your hands right when you get up, as Nagel Vasa, right? First thing you do, you're going to remove the Ruach Ra. But after that, you're going to go to the bathroom, you're going to touch your feet, so you're going to have to wash your hands again before davening. When do you make the Netilas Yadayim? Do you make the Netilas Yadayim in the first washing? Do you make the Netilas Yadayim in the second washing? So here he sort of reviews it quickly. Yesh Nagin Levarach Al Netilas Yadayim Miyad Ben Netil Rishayna. Some wash it, make the bracha the first time. Even though they're not going yet to daven. Those who do that have what to rely on. But if you need to go to the bathroom, you should not make a bracha, even if you could hold it in for 72 minutes. The correct way to do it, we already said this many times, the correct way to do it is before davening, either right when you leave your house or right when you get to shul, you wash your hands and you make al netil sidayim. Okay, so if you do it first thing in the morning, we will not throw rotten tomatoes at you. You have what to rely on. Is that the better way to go? Absolutely not. The better way to go is you wash right before davening and you make the bracha of al netil sidayim. Next, sivkatan yud. V'yizar shalei varach beis v'amim. But for sure you can't make the bracha two times. V'afilu shatz. Even the Shel Sibur and Birich Bevesoi, if he already made the bracha in his house, Leivarch Bevesakinesis. He shouldn't make the bracha out loud in Shul. Now, for some reason today, no chazan is saying the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim out loud. No, but the chazan is not moitzi anybody. Ela Amroitza, if he wants, Kamei Shenogim B'yam Naram Shashatz Mavarch Birchas HaShachar or Birchas HaTorah on the Sedam Asher Yatzar, Yevakish Echad Me HaShoimim Shadayin Loi Birich Sheichavin Lotzeis B'Birchasai. You know what you could do? The shatz, you know the guy with the big tall hat? He has this big hat, like he looks like a chef, the real Shel Tzibor. And he has a bow tie, and he has a pocket watch, you know, a real shatz. If he wants to say, Al Netil Siyadayim, what he does is he gets a guy not to make the bracha in the morning, and then, even though he already said Al Netil Siyadayim, he could say it again and have him might see the guy who didn't make the bracha yet. Aval Yizoher, he has to make sure to say the whole bracha out loud. It's not going to help if he goes, Baruch atah, you know, he has to say the whole bracha.
Does he have to do
Rashi Yatzar
again?
What?
Does he have to do
Rashi Yatzar
again?
Is he allowed to say Rashi Yatzar if he didn't go to the bathroom? Why is he only bothered by how does he say Al Netil Siyadayim and not Asher Yatzar? I guess he gets a guy who also didn't make an Asher Yatzar. Now that's going according to the Tzad, not like we said earlier. That seems to imply that it's not a Berchas Hanenen. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss this subject of whether Asher Yatzar is a Berchas Hanenen or not. It's okay. Bimei HaSlichos, during Slichos, you should say Yomer Al Netilas Yadayim Berchas HaTorah Koidem HaSlichos. Say it before Slichos. Or go to the bathroom after Slichos. Oyato Mayim, or urinate via Shavshef, and you get your hands dirty. V'yivarach Al Netilas Yadayim Asher Yatzar. Okay, now, here is a very important halacha. That there are many beautiful Siddurim, they do not have this correct. I don't want to say the name of the Siddur. Okay. Here it has Asher Yatzar, Berchas HaTorah, Elokei Neshama. No, not proper. Not, that's not the correct order. Yeah, but it says it in my Siddur. The Siddur is not a rabbi. It's not a poisek. It's not a Shulchan Aruch. You do not follow Siddurim for Halacha. Sorry. I love all the publishers of Siddurim. It says the Mishnah Berurah, and this is how Rabbi Chaim codifies it. You should juxtapose Asher Yatzar to Elokei Neshama. So you say Al Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, Elokei Neshama. I in the Siddur is a Berchas HaTorah in between. Again, somebody who does that, we're not going to throw them out of the shul. They could continue to daven in the shul. But they're not doing the ideal thing. Nachon lizar lahasam berchas alekai neshamal asher yatzar shete bracha smuch al chaverta v'meino yachal lahasmuch yachal amrifnei yatzar. If you can't do it, let's say you already made an asher yatzar and now you need to say alekai neshamal, you could do so, but it's that the ideal is to put the two brachas together.
I need Al over here. I just trying to understand it. On sleepless, you make Al Tiyos time before, are you making it again after
No, the issue is, when should you say Netil Sidayim? Should you make it before Aslichos or before Shachris?
Is a tefillah, though, right?
It is a tefillah, but they were not misaking a bracha of Netil Sidayim for Aslichos. They were misaking it for Shachris. So the question is, when's the best time to do it? So he says you could do it before Aslichos. Or go to the bathroom again.
Why do I have to go to the bathroom to make Netil Sidayim?
Because if you washed your hands before Aslichos,
I didn't.
No, the case is I wash. I can't say slichos if I touch my feet. So I wash my hands. I didn't make netil sidayim. Now I can't wash my hands and say netil sidayim because my hands were clean.
Just dashing shoes will not help.
No, unless you live in a house. Unless your shoes are really dirty. No, it doesn't help to touch your shoes. You got to get down and dirty. Next halacha. Let's say I forgot to make Elokei Neshama before davening. And I remembered, hey, I forgot to say Elokei Neshama before davening. Can you make Elokei Neshama after davening? No. Why not? Could I make Berchas HaShachar after davening? Yes. I could say all the Berchas HaShachar after davening. So why is Elokei Neshama different? Because I already said the bracha of Mechaye HaMesim. So I'm ready to say the inyan of Elokei Neshama. So he says, "Mishal berach lekane shem kadem atfila." If you didn't make it before, damlo yivarch achar atfila. Sheberchas mechayim mesim poitrasa. Mechayim mesim patters it.
What if you're mechayim my Abba Rabba to be yotze berachas hashachar? Can you say?
Oh, let's say you didn't say berachas haTorah. And then you mechayim by Abba Rabba, and you learn right after, then you don't say berachas haTorah.
You're not allowed to.
Chayim not allowed to. If you're mechavein now. The Mishnah Berurah has a chiddush. But if I'm, let's say by Shemoneh Esrei, I remembered I didn't say Elokei Neshama. So I'm mechavein and mechayim esim not to be yotzei Elokei Neshama. Then I could be yotzei. Elam ken kima behedya b'shas berchas mechayim esim shaloi lepoitra. Unless I had in mind explicitly not to exempt Elokei Neshama, then I could make Elokei Neshama. Let's say, but a guy who wants to make Elokei Neshama, even though he didn't have in mind, he doesn't want to be Yoytze with Mechai Mesim, he doesn't lose out. It's okay. It's okay. Okay. Next. Lo yoymar ato yitzarta bi. Don't say you created in me. God didn't create our soul in us. He created our soul and then He put it in us. Ela ata yatsarta. And then ata nefachta bi. Okay, now here's another thing. Don't pay attention to anything I just said about Elokei Neshama. No, but the halachas you should pay attention, but not the way I pronounced it. You cannot say Elokei Neshama. Because God is not your neshama. Your neshama is not God. It's Elokei, kama. Neshama shenasatavi. Elokei. Neshama shenasatavi. And in this very beautiful siddur, there's a kama after Elokei. Look how nice the siddur is. Elokei, kama. Now don't say the word kama. Don't say Elokei, kama, neshama shenasatavi. You pause, but you don't say the word kama.
So are we saying that neshama is not a piece of Elokei? What is a neshama?
It's conceptually a chile. It's not your God. It's not God. It's a piece of God. It's not God. Don't think you're God.
Small piece of God.
It's a chilek alei kamimau. It's very hard to understand what that means exactly. Here's another kama. Ma'ideh ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayam, shehechazarta bi nishmasi b'chemla. Kama. Rabba emunasecha. Not b'chemla rabba. Not like in the songs. Shecha. B'chemla rabba emunasecha. No. She was a good mora. She was a nice mora. She tried her best. But she taught you to say the words wrong. Not her fault. Her mara also told her to say it wrong. It's bechemla, pause, kama. Rabba emunasecha. Your trust is great. So it's Elokei, kama. Yesh noigim sha'achar shabirich echa birchas ha'shachar va'anu achrav amen chayzer echad me'ayinin amen u'mevarech va'ayinin achrav amen v'chein kulam kedei lahashlim tzadik amenim b'chol yayim. People make Amen parties in the morning. One guy says Berachas HaShachar, everyone gathers around and answers Amen, and then the next guy does it. Why? Because you're supposed to say Amen 90 times a day. But says Reb Chaim, Uvavad sheyechavnu shaloi lotzei sech v'shachaveh. Now you have to be careful, because if you're going to have kavana to be yoytzei with the guy, then you're not allowed to say the Berachas HaShachar. So you should have in mind to not to be yotzei. Now, what does the Mishnah Berurah say about this practice? Reuven says it first, and then everyone says Amen. And then Shimon says it, and everyone says Amen. But Reb Chaim did it with his wife. But he didn't do it in shul.
Did she with him? Yeah. Did he first say Amen? Just making sure it's egalitarian.
Says the Prima Gadim, you shouldn't do it. Why not? Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. It's pretty prevalent. I believe it's because people get so... It's a very big inyan. The thing is that you're delaying the davening by a few seconds, and then you're going to not start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. So you blew the whole morning. The whole reason you came to shul is to start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. So very nice. You got the inyan. You got in 15 extra amens. But you're delaying the davening. You want to make sure you start with the Prima Gadim Kasav Deroy Ata Shaloi Loimer Bekoram Kiyem Hashatz. Okay, so again, he says Levad Shichamzla VeLevishat VeYesh She'inoim Bekoram El Shashatz VeChol Makom Yasu Kafim Min Hagai. Every place should do it's a minhag. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. Reb Chaim added that. Next, let's say you have guys in the shul, they don't know Hebrew. So they're yoytzi from the shatz, the Berachas HaShachar. Ein hashatz yachal lahoytzi Berachas HaShachar, Berachas HaSara. Oh, like this. Forget about not knowing. Let's say people do know Hebrew. Could the shatz be moitzi people in Berachas HaShachar? We don't do that, right? We make our own. But let's say, could the shatz be moitzi? You must have a minion. Interesting. To be moitzi in Berachas HaShachar, you need a minion. Unless the guy's not a bucky to make himself, then you could be moitzi him less than 10. We do it Shavuos, if I'm not mistaken. Now, when you have no choice also, you could do in less than 10. You could only be moitzi someone who could say it himself if you have 10 people. Because then, pshat is, why isn't he saying it himself? Oh, he wants b'roivam. There is no b'roivam. But if there's no choice, then you could do it. Pirush berchas hashayatzar ayin b'shulchan aruch mishmar. You want to know what the words mean? Then you got to look in the shulchan aruch. Could you make a lekanisham for up all night? That's a suffix. Okay, so I think we gave a shira on Ashiyad, the meaning of the words Pashas Kiseitse. Today we're just doing the Piske Halacha. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you everybody for coming. Have a wonderful day. Brach Latzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.